Welcome to Agent Driven Development. Today, stop asking for advanced AI training. Four things to know. One, start AI upskilling with clear business goals, not abstract training. Two, AI changes too fast for formal training. Learn by doing. Three, tailor AI training to specific roles. Don't use generalized sessions. Four, embrace vulnerability and acknowledge skill gaps to learn AI effectively. Now the piece.
The word advanced has become a safety blanket. When someone requests advanced AI training, what they are really saying is, I want to feel like I'm not behind. It is a status marker, not a learning objective. If you're taking the advanced class, you must be advanced. The word does the work of making you feel sophisticated without requiring you to be specific about what you actually need to know. Here's the problem. Advanced means completely different things depending on who you ask. To a machine learning engineer, advanced artificial intelligence means transformer architectures, fine-tuning strategies, and GPU optimization. To a product manager, it might mean understanding agent orchestration patterns. To a developer who has been writing CRUD apps for a decade, advanced might mean learning how to write an effective prompt. None of these people are wrong. But when they all show up to the same advanced training, everyone leaves disappointed. The spectrum is wider than you think. By late 2025, organizations sit at every imaginable point on the adoption curve. Some teams still do not understand what an artificial intelligence agent can do in a development workflow. They are asking questions like, can it write tests? Meanwhile, other organizations are attempting lights out development. That is full automation with humans only intervening on exceptions. Both are valid starting points. The danger is pretending everyone is in the same place, because you cannot read yourself into artificial intelligence software development lifecycle literacy. You have to build in any large organization. You will find this entire spectrum represented across teams, sometimes within the same team. The senior architect who has been experimenting with agents for 18 months sits next to the developer who tried ChatGPT once and found it unhelpful. Calling a training advanced does not resolve this variance. It just obscures it. The vulnerability problem is real. Here's what actually enables learning. Being specific about what you do not know, that requires vulnerability. It requires saying, I do not understand how to get consistent output from these tools, instead of nodding along in a session about prompt chaining. It requires admitting, I have never successfully integrated an agent into my workflow, rather than pretending the problem is that you need more advanced techniques. This is hard, especially for experienced engineers, especially for leaders. The instinct is to frame gaps as requests for advanced material, rather than acknowledging you're still learning fundamentals in a domain that barely existed 2 years ago. But the organizations making real progress are the ones where people can say, here's the outcome I'm trying to achieve. Here's where I am stuck. Help me understand what I'm missing. You must replace the word advanced with outcomes. The fix is simple in concept, but hard in practice. Stop using the word advanced entirely. Instead, ask different questions. What problem are you trying to solve? What does success look like? What have you already tried? I want to reduce the time from commit to production is useful. I want to eliminate manual test writing for standard CRUD operations is useful. I want advanced AI training tells you nothing. The teams that win do not wait. Here's the uncomfortable truth. The teams pulling ahead are not waiting for training at all. They are building to learn. They pick a real problem, point an agent at it, and see what breaks. Yes, they make mistakes. They burn cycles on dead ends. They occasionally create messes they have to clean up. But that mess teaches more in a week than the 4-hour webinar scheduled 2 weeks from now. That webinar is built on content that was already outdated when the calendar invite went out. This is the brutal math of artificial intelligence in 2025. The field moves faster than any training program can keep up with. By the time curriculum gets approved, recorded, scheduled, and delivered, the tools have changed. The patterns have evolved. The best practices from 3 months ago are now the obvious mistakes everyone avoids. The organizations that treat training as a prerequisite to action are falling behind organizations that treat action as a training. Build something, break something, learn something. Repeat. Waiting for permission to be ready is the most expensive decision you can make right now. It is okay not to know. That is not a weakness to hide behind sophisticated sounding requests. It is the starting point for actually learning. The teams that will win in 2026 are not the ones who completed the most advanced curriculum. They are the ones who got honest about their specific gaps and systematically closed them. This applies regardless of whether the solution turned out to be basic or advanced by someone else's definition. And they close those gaps by doing, not by waiting. Thanks for listening to Agent Driven Development. Find more at agentdrivendevelopment.com.